Tonight's shir, Simen Kuf Nun Tes, Se'if Yud Yud Af Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. Se'if Yud, Im Hita Chovis Meleya Mayim, V'holach V'yashavlo. You have this barrel filled with water, and a person goes and leans it on an angle, and the water starts pouring out, and he walks away. V'achovis Shofeches Mayim Kola Yom Machmas Hatayaso, and the barrel is going to be spilling water all day, because he put it on an angle. Then a person comes and washes his hands from that water. Also lo natila, it's a good natila sedan. That works. Mr. Buris of Khan Samachai, Imhita Bakhu, a person tilts the barrel. Even when the person who leans the barrel is somebody else. He never had in mind that someone's going to wash their hands for this to be fit to eat. It's still perfectly fine. Since the person who's washing his hands has in mind for Natila Sidayim. As we will clarify later in Sifu Gimel. No saying, oh no, tel sagi. It's sufficient if the one pouring the water has in mind, or the one whose hands are being poured on has in mind. So this person leans the barrel of water and walks away. Now you can't compare this to what we clarified in Siftes, the Kochgav Nechshav Raka Kiloch Rishon Levad, where we said that only the first flow of water is Kochgavra. Therefore, for every pour, you have to put back the barza. You have something sealing the barrel, and you remove it, and water comes out. You got to put it back in and take it out. Put it back in, take it out. Because there, nothing was done to the water itself. All he did was to remove the spigot, which kept the water in. So it's only considered koich gavra, the very first flow of water, immediately when he opens it up. And if it continues to flow, the later flow of water is not koich gavra. But here, when he leans the barrel, he's doing something to all the water in the barrel. Sheheinia osam, he's moving the water. And because he made it lean, all the water pours out. As long as water flows out of the barrel, it's always considered coming mikaychem. So the notes on the side is a question. The note to halacha, that if a person fills a pail of water and he pours it into a pipeline, so if someone wants to wash his hands without wanting to sedayim, and he does it down the pipe, that's not considered koich gavra. But if he does it right where he pours the water, it's koich gavra. So what's the difference? The water that's pouring through the pipe is only coming because a person poured the water from the pail into the pipe. So what difference does it make if he puts his hands right by the pour or further down the pipe? So the Sefer brings an answer from Rav Gifta Zichron Vocha that there's a difference. By the case of the barrel that a person leans and all the water pours out slowly, so he did something to all the water in the barrel, and the water is pouring out from the pula of the one who leaned the barrel. But when a person pours from the pail into a pipe, even though he did pour all the water into the pipe, but if he doesn't wash his hands close to the pour, the koyach ended high up on the pipeline. And as it moves down the pipeline, it's not considered koicho anymore. So that's the distinction that he wanted to make over here. Mishnah Berurah Sifkon Samach Zayin. Also lo natila. So the natila works. If one person leans the barrel, it could be 20 minutes later, someone comes and he washes his hands, that's fine. Ayein the bear halocha, looking bear halocha, shetov lahachm bezele chadchila. Chadchila, one should not do this, but should be strict. So you look in bear halocha, also lo natila. Hamachaber sasam bezeh beli shum chalek. So Shulchan Aruch brings this din without any yesh omims, no cholik. It's a straight halacha, no machlekes. V'chein eskimu achorim, and the achorim agreed with the decision of the Shulchan Aruch. That's the Magen Avraham, Veli Rabba, Ushari achorim, other achorim. Ayin mashakasev with tam hamachaber. Look what they explain, how the reason they explain the machaber. Tesrilu de kulyam avodim zeh. It sounds they all agree to this. Aval hagro hochiach the machlekes shenuyah. But the Vilna Gaon proves that this is a machlokes. Da oisim b'sif yud beis b'koif. Those who will say in sif yud beis, we didn't do yet, that it doesn't work with a monkey, hachnam b'zeh, it won't work here either. The two according to that viewpoint, lo chashvin and zois koch gav, it's not called koich gavah. Tishnei elu hadinim nishnu m'seches yudayim machlokes abonim b'b'yosi. In the first parak of m'seches yudayim, you have both dinim of here sif yud and sif yud beis together in one mishnah, and it's machlokes hacham and Rabbi Yosi. K'mavur b'beis yosef, b'beis yosef explains. V'kein hamachmir m'sham, so those who are machmir in sif yud beis, hachinam ikan, they'll be machmir here in sif yud as well. V'nei b'rokeach kosu behedya, k'mavur m'farash v'gro. I found in the rokeach, exactly like the Vilna Gaon explains, v'chein hu rashal, it's also in the marshal. V'chein yem ipashtis l'shon ha-mishnah, it's also the simple reading of the mishnah. And so too in the smag and other rishonim ha'aser. And therefore, one lechatchila should not rely on this because there are those who disagree. There are those who say it will not work to come later and just dip your hands in, or not dip your hands, to wash your hands in the water pouring from this inclined barrel. Se'if yud aleph, ha'kol kesher li tin mayim li yadayim. Any person is fit to pour water on the hands. Even someone who's a deaf mute, someone who's intellectually challenged, a child, a non-Jew, a nida. There is an opinion that Ramah adds that a child who's less than six is the same as a kof that we learn about in Sif Yud Beis. Anyone can pour waters, even if they don't have das in the halachic context of das. Sifkan samach tes, or a gilul v'nida, or a nanju, or a nida. After benoit till yadayim l'truma, also al yadayim, even though if a person was washing his hands for truma, a koyin was washing his hands for truma, he cannot have a goy or a nida wash his hands. Dimitamin hamayim b'masa, because they make the water tamim when they lift it up. Nida midiraisa, a nida makes the water tamim in a Torah. Ve'iduch the nanjus chacham gazu aleim tumetz the chacham made a gezer of tuma. Benetil chun l'gazu, they did not extend this gezerah for washing your hands for things that are not kaddish. Ve'yesh oimim, some say, mishum debizmaneinu tamid kolamayim tamim, that today all the water is tame. Shuklona tame mesim, all tame mes. Lechem l'chash l'zeh, therefore we don't care if a nanju or need the water to pour the water. Ve'kasar acham v'chorim right, to mikol mokam nonetheless, it's still good to be careful. That they should not pour the water on a person's hands. Even though halacha is okay, it's better they don't. So notice on the side, point out from the Chazon Ish, who's machmir? Where's this chumah come from? That you shouldn't let them wash their hands. And if you're going to be machmir, that means a nida cannot wash her hands from another nida, nor can she wash her own hands. And you have to ask someone else who's tar to pour the water on her hands. And no one says that. They all say that she can wash her own hands. And on top of that, everyone's tamei meis. So even if you're makbid not to wash your hands from a nida, it's still tamei meis. So what are you gaining? So the Magen Avraham, which is the source of the Mishnah Berurah, is a tzarechin. Like, what's the reason to be machmir? What are you gefardin to be machmir over here? The word is tamei benkach. And you see, we're not machmir this. We don't say that Isha Nida can't have her hand, can't eat bread for the period of Nida. We don't have someone tar wash her hands for her. So why are we machmir? So Bab Tzarechin, where the Chumah comes from. Siv Katan Ayin, Dino Kekoif. The Ramah says that a child under six is the same as a Koif. Hamavor L'Kamon, we'll learn later, the Yesh Poslimbo, some Pasel, a Koif. A monkey cannot wash her hands, and a child without Das, or at less than six, is like that. For whom Yishum de Katan Gezeh Imbo Das Klal, a child who's less than six doesn't have Das at all. Be'er Gromash Medein Lahach Mezeh. If you look in the Vilna Gaon, he says this is not a thing to be strict about. For Domi L'Koif, you can't compare a child to a Koif, they know many, you don't wash your hands from a Koif. The Lav Adam Hu, a monkey is not a person. The less Kan Koich Gava, there's no Gava, no Koich Gava. Mashiach Mezeh, a child is Koich Gava. Vaft Imbo Das, even if there's no Das. L'Gromi Shoyt, it's not worse than a Shoyt. If a cheresh and shayta can wash their hands, why can't a katan who's less than six wash his hands? It's not worse than a shayta. The ikkar is that it's a gav. If it's a kirk gav, that's it. Das doesn't play into kirk gav. See if you base. Im hakoif, perish, min chaya, a type of wild animal, simi yabalas. So we translate koif as a monkey, an ape, gorilla, chves. If the kohen would pour the water on his hands, yesh poistim, some say it's no good, yesh machshir, and some say it's good. Again, yesh v'yesh, you go with the second view, v'nir midivrim, and it seems that they're right, that it works. When we come welcome yesh lahachra, and the Ramah says, I think one should be strict. One should still be strict. Even despite the machaber's leniency, one should be strict. Mr. Bruce, if God and I and Aleph, min chaya. It's a type of wild animal, v'yesh b'katsas das tatashish. There's some intelligence, and you can use it for certain things. It knows how to pour water on your hands. Sifkan aybeis yesh posan. There are those say it's no good. Dein kach koy gava. There's no gava. There's no gava. It's no good. Sifkan ayn gimel yesh machshir. Others say it's fine. Svir lehud lo binin shiyavay al yad devak mikoch no sein. The yesh machshir hold koyach gava is not dafka. Koyach gava literally means the power of a man. It says no. You need a koyach of a noisin. It's something pouring the water on his hands. It can't happen by itself. So even if an animal does it, it's not by itself. It's true, it's not a person, but it's a nosing. There is still a nosing. The first, the Yesh Polsim say, no, you need a kach gavra. It's not enough to have a nose. You need a kach gavra. Shartzian, Sivkan Samachay, brings a Kesef Mishnah, whose mesupik, imdavka kaif, is the halacha specific to a monkey, or in that family, Mishim de Bar Tashmashu Katsas, there's a certain degree of use. Or any animal. You train your dog, your cat, no problem. Train your dolphin, whatever it is, it's not a problem. Is it dafka a kaif or any animal? So the Shartzim blibes, Kesef Mishnah says, Safik doesn't give us a hachro. On the notes, it brings a chazanish that's only a kof, no other bachai. It has to be a kof that we're dealing with. If it's any other bachai, he says, it's like the wind knocked it over. And male, it doesn't count.
So you trained an elephant to pick it up with his trunk and dump it in your hands. That's not, you're not getting anywhere.
Correct. According to the Chazon Ish, it won't help you. Because the Mishnah is Mesupik, Chazon Ish is not going to help. Seif Yud Gimel. Ulechatchila yichavin hanoita linatila hamachsheres la'achila. Lechatchila, the one washing his hands, should have in mind that this is washing for eating. And the Ramah adds, v'kavonis no se nami malafin lechatchila. The one pouring the water can have kavana, and that's also chatchila. Even the one who's being washed has no kavana. So you don't need the no-till exclusively. If you have the one who's pouring the water, the noisin, the Ramah says that's also good enough. Mr. Brewer, Sifkan Einhei, Lechatchila Yichavin, Lechatchila, the one washing his hands, should have in mind, it's for eating. From Agaravam, Kosev Lifsar, Af Bidiyavid, Imlo Kivnu Klal Einsham. The Magaravam writes that if he didn't have kavona, it's takapossel. Even with the effort. Without the kavona, it's ma'akev. Aval hagroa bekuflun chesiv zayin hiskim kasoivim de below kavona kashim. The vanagoinis mekuflun ches comes out like those who hold that if he didn't have kavona, it's also kashim. Vechenu das roiv rishon. Most rishonim hold that way. But the effort, if he didn't have kavona, bevade yishto hokel. One could be lenient. Kesh ein lo mayim lito shein is kas machab. If there isn't any water available to do like the machab. After this, I found, can cause in my mortchem writes this as well. Sifkan, I involve a kavanas nosim v'chulu. The Ramah says, if the one who's washing his hands didn't have in mind, the one who pours the water does have in mind, that's also good enough. V'mhoya ha'nosim talks in ben sheish, but if the one pouring the water is less than six, mash ma'mea poiskim dein mol kavanasim. The poiskim seem to say that it will not help. So the kavana of a less than 6 years old is not going to help, and if the noita doesn't have kavana, then there's no kavana at all. The Shartzian points out lincheres for shoita. What about their kavana? So yesh la'ayin, because a chere less than six should be comparable to a shoita. And here he's saying the less than six, his das noisin is no good. So then the chere should come out that a chere from shoita also the das noisin shouldn't be good. But lamaisi, you don't see them talk about it one way or the other.